President Biden has scored a major victory with the signing of his infrastructure bill with some bipartisan support. This is Don Rush. But Salisbury University Professor Emeritus Michael Laughlin writes, the next Build Back Better measure that addresses social needs appears headed for a straight party line vote.
On Monday of this week, President Biden signed into law the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, worth $1.2 trillion. It is a long overdue policy action by the federal government and one that eluded the previous 4 years under Trump and 8 years under Obama. It carries strong support among the American public. A recent public opinion poll registered 63% in favor of federal funding of roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. While the passage of this bill shows the political acumen of President Biden and Democratic leaders Pelosi and Schumer, the bill also reasserts the path established in the 20th century by the New Deal under Franklin Roosevelt. Through the creation of the Public Works Administration and the Works Progress Administration, FDR and a Democratic Congress funded the creation of the Hoover Dam, LaGuardia Airport, the Lincoln Tunnel, and the San Francisco Bay Bridge. Locally, it brought us the Salisbury City Park and other improvements. These initiatives laid the precedent for the federal government's plan for the Chesapeake Bay Agreement of 1983, which legitimized the cooperation of six states with the federal government to address the pollution problems faced in the Chesapeake Bay. In keeping with this intergovernmental cooperation, the new law ponies up a 50% increase in funding for the Chesapeake Bay program, with $238 million spread over the next 5 years. This benefits directly those of us living in the area. Moreover, much-needed funding will come to Maryland in other ways. Many bridges and miles of roadway are in poor condition. Maryland alone will receive roughly $4 billion for highways and over $400 million for bridge repair. Perhaps we can breathe a little easier crossing the Bay Bridge. In this light, Biden's second big initiative, the Build Back Better plan, also follows a now traditional federal role in pursuing more egalitarian and uniform health care and child care systems across the states and addressing the foreboding global warming challenge. This also polls well. 58% of Americans support spending $2 trillion to address climate change and to create or expand preschool, health care, and other social programs. For his part, Biden touts the infrastructure law as a bipartisan success, arguing that Democrats and Republicans can work together to achieve mutually agreed upon goals. And it is true that some Republicans joined Democrats in both the Senate and the House to pass that law. Yet even here, with boilerplate policy, most Republicans, particularly in the House, voted against providing critical funds to ensure our bridges, roads, ports, and drinking water would be safe across this country, despite public support for this measure. The Build Back Better proposal is now facing even greater Republican opposition. Our own Governor Hogan provides the rhetoric presently being used against this new plan, calling it, quote, divisive and reckless legislation. Whatever happens now to this pending legislation, we should recognize that a sea change in public sentiment towards the role of the federal government has long since taken place. When we are in trouble, we look to it, rightfully, to address our present and future national problems. This is Mike O'Loughlin. ¶¶